worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Filling with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysm starts.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Stop what you're doing, because we're about to ruin. It's a freak accident. Welcome to our show. Kara gets full credit for coming up with that line, even though it's a reference to
some rapper or hip hopper.
I was going to say it wasn't Be Faithful. It's one of those, though, from back in the day.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
There you go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be aggressive on this podcast. Welcome to a freak accident. A horrible, horrible mistake has been made, and aren't you glad you're here for it? The website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. I'm Crisco, and we have also here...
Ooh. Oh, why are you pointing at me?
Way to pay attention. I'm trying
I'm not.
Trying to keep you on your toes, and you just immediately fell over.
Still standing. I'm just not paying attention.
What's your name?
Mickey.
Thanks for playing along. Also,
Mickey.
Thick asleep, Shady. Hi, my name is, that's why.
I got it. I'm waiting for you to say your
name. Oh, my real name is Kara. I thought we were done.
This was a horrible mistake.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I have no idea. I'm trying to do things interesting and keep things mixed up and different.
You screwed it up.
Okay, and you are?
I'm Lazy E, and I have two things today. One, a terrible concoction you're going to have to try.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe they're selling this. And secondly, I was given the biggest backhanded compliment today that I've been given in a long time.
Okay.
Okay, so what happened is...
Well, first of all, the website is freakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
There really could be any answer to that. But anyway, yeah, website, freakaccident.com. Email, if you want to send us stuff, freaks@freakaccident.com. Now, backhanded compliment.
So this girl at work named Marcy comes up to me and says, "Oh, Lazy E, you look really nice today." I was like, "Oh, this is a really nice compliment."
Yeah, okay.
Then she drops this bombshell. "You did your hair, and it looks like you showered." And I immediately was like, "I shower every day."
And it looks like you showered.
Like, were you wet? Like, is that what she was talking about?
Felt my ego drop right to the floor, to the basement.
It was really humid and moist this morning. So I like, well, wonder if you came in sticky. And she's like, oh, just out of the shower or something like that. But yeah,
I was so hurt.
What did you say? What was your reply? Like, "Oh yeah, I did."
My mouth dropped.
You should have just been like, "Shower? What's that?"
Well, and Val was there too, and he was like, he just started cracking up, and I'm like, "I shower every day." That's what I said.
Oh my god!
There was no apology either.
You had to prove it. Now you'd be like, "No, I shower every day."
Take a picture in the shower. Yeah, that's not an HR issue.
Jeez. Going down the HR wormhole.
That is really, man.
That's
weird.
That was a bombshell.
What would make somebody say that though?
Apparently, like looking at me.
Right? Is that like an awkward thing to say? "Oh, you look like you showered."
Like, yeah, at what point is that a good thing to say to somebody?
Ever.
Or what's the alternative? Like, what do you look like when you're not? Besides, like, unless a person is literally covered in muck, to the point where you'd be like, "Wow, like, didn't shower today, huh?" But, like, I don't think I've ever known Lazy E to be covered in muck at any time. So
I hope not.
Right, yeah.
Clearly, like, normally he's like Linus from Peanuts and just like dust rolls around his body everywhere he goes. Is that Linus?
No, it's Pigpen.
Yeah. Oh, well, see?
That joke sucked.
Great. Darn it.
He's the one who walks and like the cloud of dirt falls.
Oh, Linus is the piano one.
Nope, that's Schroeder.
Linus is the one with the blanket.
Isn't that the same as the piano one?
No.
Oh, I should have explained Peanuts in my segment later on.
Man, you really got to emphasize that word, man.
Is it Peanuts?
It's sounding really bad.
Wait, is that the name of the cartoon, Peanuts?
Yes. Yes, it is. We'll explain it later.
Did it sound like something else that I said?
Yes,
dear
it
did.
Did it sound like I said Pen 15?
Good use.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're all members of the Pen 15 Club.
So. Always.
Yeah, you have to be.
Mickey, I don't think Mickey knows.
Yes.
Okay.
So she gives me that look. It's either like, you know, she's disgusted to be talking about it or she doesn't know what we're talking about. There's no in between.
No.
So I have to flip a coin and wonder which it is every time.
And you don't know if I'm lying to you.
That's true. Mm. We've never really established if Mickey is in fact honest as a person. So.
Yeah, is this even your place?
She breaks in every day before we get here.
Are we breaking and entering right now?
We've just commandeered somebody else's business in order to record here.
Squatter's law. Crisco thought that there was a homeless person sitting outside.
Oh, yeah. I pull up in my car, and I'm like, who's this bum sitting outside the... It's Mickey. Oh. She was on the ground smoking a cigarette, but in the shadows... You know,
like a bum.
Cigarette yep. Hunched over like a creepy goblin creature. I couldn't tell.
Nice.
Mickey or bum. That's there's another new game to play.
Oh, yeah. Is it a Mickey or is it a bum?
We have that old picture of her looking like Joe Pesci from Home Alone, too. Like, yeah. You really could. Your bumming is really high caliber. You could pass for one.
I'm okay with that.
Your compliments are as good as Marcy's were.
You look like you showered, yeah. Is that the Marcy who auditioned for this podcast one time? Oh, my God. That's even funnier because she's so nice.
I know. So she's nice. Really nice.
She is like a really, really nice person.
Well, I thought
person.
She was really nice.
Yeah, but now you know the truth.
Yeah. She calls me stinky.
Every time she walks away from him, she's like, pew, what a scumbag.
Except today.
Yeah.
Except today. Today she was like, ooh.
He showered.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Some body wash action. Pert Plus. Or what kind of shampoo do you use? Is Pert Plus even
it's
shampoo anymore?
Generic, like you know.
Generic how, shampoo.
What shampoo
now?
Does he use? Blue.
It actually is. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I go
Are
to,
you in the
go,
shower with me?
Well, I mean,
in my dreams.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
And down the wormhole.
Yep.
Yeah. So, what's this concoction that we have to
All
eat?
Right.
Oh no.
Kara's the only one who knows besides Lazy E.
So. Do you remember there was an ice cream at Walmart
oh,
that
God.
Sold a mac and cheese one?
I thought you was talking about the Juneteenth ice cream. I was going to say, wait a minute.
No.
But we've established a bad idea.
Before we run into this ice cream that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Did you see there's a... it's not a Juneteenth burger. It's a Pride Month burger. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
We're
never
literally
mind.
Talking about
Forget
it in
it.
The news update today.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So that's coming up.
Way to spoil
Just
it.
Just a little teaser for you by accident.
So there was this ice cream company that made mac and cheese ice cream last month. Couldn't find it.
Sounds gross.
But it's not as gross as what they came out with next.
Oh, God.
Poop ice cream.
I'm going to show you what it says and you can read it.
Grey Poupon ice cream.
Oh, boy.
Now listen, though.
It's
salted pretzel.
With salted
yeah.
pretzels, French ice cream.
Ice cream, good. Pretzels, good. Grey Poupon, good.
Not so good.
It's mustard, right?
Van Leeuwen? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
I think they've got something happening.
Oh,
spoons. Look at you. I can't wait to try this, actually. I'm afraid that I'm going to eat it and want to keep eating it throughout the podcast so it doesn't melt.
Here's your spoon.
I mean, it can't be any worse than what my employee said to me earlier today. I had to go run to the store to get stuff, and we needed cheese and simple syrup. And he immediately went, what are we making with cheese and simple syrup?
Oops. That would be an interesting mixture.
As opposed to complex syrup?
Yeah.
Like complicated syrup?
We don't have complicated
syrup here.
That doesn't
look very good.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
She just squeezes it right out of a tree.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Oh, I got a whole bunch of mustard.
Gross. That actually
God.
Doesn't look
good. Are there chunks of pretzel
yeah,
in there?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, God.
See, I don't mind the pretzel.
See, I feel like, oh, don't worry. We've got Parler. I can just wash it down with Parler root beer, but then I feel like that will forever spoil the taste of Parler root beer if I'm
making it. Parler root beer is so good, it's going to take that taste right out of your mouth.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, boy.
This looks terrible.
Yeah,
it
I know.
It doesn't look good.
You have a freezer
God,
in here, right?
It smells bad.
Because otherwise it's going to melt all over.
It smells like mustard for sure. Smell it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like I have like a smidge of mustard there.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're just going to eat this?
Yeah, and see how it is.
Pecan ice cream.
All
right.
If it tastes good, I'm going to question everything I've ever tasted.
If it tastes, yeah.
Well, oh, he's
yeah,
dribbling quick, it all over himself.
Put it,
get
put
it,
it
off the soundboard.
Put it in your mouth. Wait.
That's what she said.
Yuck. Yuck.
Wait.
Nope.
That first one didn't taste like anything.
It's like a little bit of mustard.
Yep. Nope. Yuck.
Mm.
Yuck.
No, like, I think
I like it. Uh-oh. Do you like it, sort of? I think
it's
I still like
bad.
It.
No.
I don't dislike it.
I
but
do.
But it doesn't taste like anything.
No, I got mustard.
I
yeah,
feel
there,
like
there's a hint of mustard in there. I mean, it is very, very slight.
It's not mustard. It's
grape like
blonde.
I feel like my brain is trying to protect me from horror, so it's just repressing my senses.
I would eat more of this.
Go ahead. I got
so
another.
God,
I got another
the whole container.
I got another container right here because I thought proofreader would want to try it. As soon as she found out I bought it, she's like,
oops.
"Don't you bring that home?"
All right,
she won't even allow it in the house.
I'm trying another big chunk only because I feel like mine didn't have anything in it.
Go ahead if you want to try another.
Kara, big chunk heart.
I mean, it
probably the big chunk, Kara.
There's your country radio station nickname big now, chunk. Big chunk.
Well, the way I've been eating lately, I might fill that name out.
Ooh.
The pretzels are just, they taste like they're old, like wet pretzels.
Well, yeah, because that's exactly
in
what it is.
I'm calling her the wet pretzel now.
But the rest of it, I don't think is that bad. Unless you want any more?
Go ahead.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I'd continue to eat it.
I could taste the Grey Poupon.
I can't count this as dinner, so yeah, not eating any more of it.
Yeah, no,
But I think the vanilla
just put it all
from
in
the ice
once.
Cream is hiding a lot of the mustardy flavor.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. I didn't hate it, but I wouldn't eat it regularly.
I got huge thing of mustard.
Yeah, you must have got all the mustard.
Oh,
yeah, you know how like if you get chocolate chip cookie dough and the cookie dough essence always sits at the bottom of the container for some reason. It's probably the same thing. Lazy E tapped into like the ore vein of mustard that was in this carton of ice cream, so he just got the full punch of Grey Poupon right up his taste buds.
Yeah, and it tasted like Poupon.
Pardon me, do you have any Grey Poupon?
Emphasis on the poop. So we got a whole show to get to today, full of delightfulness and fun and accessories and all sorts of things.
Accessories?
Yeah.
Ooh.
We got a news update that's accessorized with multiple stores.
Give me something in it.
Pride Burger, she already said it.
Give me something else.
No.
The burger is very proud of itself.
The burger's like, wait till you try me.
So, like, is it a... Oh, you know what? I wonder if it's like a pan burger. Like, you don't know if it's an Impossible Whopper or just regular meat. Like, it you
that
know, it depends on
would
the,
be hysterical.
Yeah, it just transfers from one to the other, like, you know, randomly. So you never know. It's like playing Russian roulette for a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting.
I don't like
roulette
the after.
For a vegan.
Ah, there it is—the aftertaste hitter.
Yeah,
oh,
you got
that
mustard. You got that mustard.
Oh my god, she just remember
the
old
later flavor. Is
yeah,
not the thing.
I know.
Do you need another cookie?
I mean, sure, but no, I do not need another.
Do
cookie.
You remember the old bitter beer face commercials?
Yeah.
That's what she just looked like. Her face was all scrunched up.
Where
she's
did
like,
my teeth go?
Yeah. Right. So we got that news update. We've also got things young people are sick of hearing old people complain about. Been teasing this for a couple of episodes now. We just haven't managed to get to it yet.
We will today.
We've got a brand new game that we are very excited about. It is called What is Kara Talking About?
She tries to describe a movie or TV show in her very unique way.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of these games where the name of the game communicates the entire plot and purpose of the game. What is Kara Talking About really does hit home on that. And if we have time, we'll get to 20 rock music Guinness World Records.
Yeah.
So all that on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident. Which, Mickey, is what?
And that's it.
A Freak Accident is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Man, she really is not paying attention like at all today. Good
she
God.
Was like, yep.
On your toes. Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest, the very highest quality craft soda you will ever gulp down. But Parlor isn't just soda. Oh, no. It is a lifestyle, an entire lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off of the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy, experimental, and they have something for everybody with three delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
I got to enjoy Parlor outside on my deck over the weekend, and it was really nice outside. Let me tell you, there's nothing like a warm day and a cool Parlor beverage. I had the butterscotch root beer while I was out there. Oh my God. It was, I was grilling. Let me tell you, perfect thing with a burger, Parlor beverage.
That's all about that nostalgia factor. I can see all that blending in and reminding you of childhood and things like that.
Yeah.
Love it.
And I didn't burn myself. Win-win.
Subtle brag. So stop what you're doing. Go to drinkparlor.com right now. You can order the best freaking root beer. And they've also got some really banging merch for yourself. Parlor's going to ship anywhere in the United States. They'll come to wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident, we've got a special deal just for you. Use the promo code FREAK at checkout. You'll get 20% off your entire order. That is code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, FREAK, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
On your toes, Mickey.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are A Freak Accident.
News update.
Seems like there's a news update almost every episode now, doesn't there?
You know what? I was going to say that. I think you're putting them in just so we could dance.
I am.
I mean, yeah, news isn't slowing down, and neither are we. Hey-o! Well, I'm surprised it actually took this long for something like this to happen. Apparently last night, an armed man was arrested near the Maryland home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He was charged with attempting to murder Brett Kavanaugh because, well, he said he was there to assassinate him. That is literally what he told arresting officers.
That doesn't seem like the smart answer to give.
I just happened to be going for a walk.
At
I
least he
know.
Was honest. I mean, you know, whatever.
Honest criminal.
I'm really surprised, like, you know, all these years, all the insanity and everything else. I was talking to somebody about this recently, too. Was it murderer? Were we talking about that? Or I said I was shocked that nobody tried to take out Trump at any point.
Yeah, like, that might have been part of that conversation.
Considering, like, the amount of vitriol against him, I'm shocked that nobody actually took it to that level.
It makes you wonder, though. Did that many people really not like him, or did just really loud people not like him?
I mean, obviously a lot of people didn't like him, but I don't know if they liked him to, or I should say, I don't know if they didn't like him to the degree that was often portrayed. Like, oh no, this is a danger to our existence kind of thing. Like, I mean, it is what it is, but I'm surprised that it's taken this long for some kind of political activist to try and kill someone in a position of political power.
I just can't believe that's what he said to the police.
I mean, what else is he going to say?
You done? You sure?
I was in the middle of a thought, but I lost it. So go ahead. Oh, wow.
Bad boys, uh-oh. What you going to do? What you going to do
when they come for you? This is
about Will Smith and the other one.
No, this is from
Martin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. From Bad Boys,
yeah,
movie.
Right.
I couldn't remember his name.
This game is going to be great later.
Yeah, I know.
So this is from right here in Pennsylvania.
Oh, boy.
Courtesy of WYOU, our local news station. A 26-year-old guy in the town of Trout Run.
It's like an hour from Harrisburg.
Okay.
That's where the fish have legs.
You know, where the trout run. That was good.
Or is it that the people are running for trout?
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a good question. Reporters, head out.
Yeah, find out what's going on in Trout Run. I mean, these are the kind of weird villages that exist in our state, which, again, the Florida of the North. It really does hold true, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A 26-year-old guy in Trout Run called the cops last month after someone broke into his apartment and stole from him.
Uh-oh.
But what they stole was not a television. It was not
money.
It was not money or a stereo system or gold, jewelry, anything of the sort. The person stole a 5-pound bag of Mrs. T's pierogies.
Stuff with me, that's it.
That is it.
And that's it.
Listen, food prices are going up these days. I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get by.
And they're pierogies.
Do we think he just ate them and forgot?
No. The guy took them and they caught him.
Oh, they caught the guy?
I think.
I don't think they did.
No,
he's that large.
No.
He's large now.
It was me.
According to this, the police are trying to track down whoever did it. The 5-pound bag contains 60 pierogies.
Oh, my God.
That's weeks worth of pierogies.
What?
Oh, yeah. He's a big boy.
Not if you're murderer.
Fatty butt.
An evening?
Yeah, pretty much.
For murder. The police report lists the value as $10. Whoever stole them also did $10 worth of damage to the drywall in the kitchen. Obviously, it's someone named Kyle then, because those are the kinds of people who punch holes in drywall. $20 total.
Why would he damage the drywall?
Because he was done. He was mad. He only got
like,
pierogies.
Oh, what should I steal?
Maybe he was mad there was only one bag.
Yeah.
I want more.
I love Kara's idea. Oh, why should I steal? Like, he's conflicted, and it's very Shakespearean, so he punches a hole in the wall.
What's
and
wrong with me?
Disgust and despair, and then he still takes the pierogies and leaves.
I'm humanizing him.
There are no solid leads.
So break it.
Well, this guy should have paid attention to this article in the Mirror. If you're worried about break-ins, people coming in and stealing your kielbasa and your pierogies and all the other valuables in your fridge, this advice could help.
Your Grey Poupon ice cream.
Yeah.
No one's stealing that, believe me. Or they can if they want.
Proofreader will just give it to you for free. Yeah. She don't even want it in the house. A former burglar claims the best way to prevent break-ins is one of the cheapest. Mm. Believe it or not, apparently the sign, "Beware of Dog," is enough to deter most home invaders.
This proves my point. You don't need to get an alert system on your house. You just need to get an ADT sign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because as long as you have the sign,
yeah,
people aren't going to question it before they're going to go, well, he has a...
Is it worth risking
it? Yeah, and same thing with the dog.
Yeah, well, someone on Reddit pointed out that they put one up at their new place. Friends kept calling from outside the first time they came to visit. They knew he didn't have a dog, and they thought they had the wrong address, and they just wanted to be sure. Because I guess that's the thing. You don't know what dog you're going to be walking into, even if there is a dog. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I have a neighbor that has a Beware of Dog sign outside their house, and they've got, like, one of those miniature poodles in there. I'm like...
Those things are evil. I'm sorry. Those are worse than big
ones,
dogs.
You got to watch out
for. It's like, beware of dog. I'm very aware of that dog. It also barks like crazy. Every time I walk by, it carries on like mad inside that house. But that's the thing. You don't know if you're getting one of those little Taco Bell dog or if you're getting a big old like Timmy. Husky or German Shepherd or something really vicious that's going to rip your arm off. So
that's true.
Would you want to risk it?
No.
Even those little dogs are annoying as hell. Do you want to put up with that while you're trying to ransack the place? Some dog just the whole time?
That's what it is, too. It's not necessarily the dog is going to attack the burglar, but the noise and making it obvious that something's going on in that house is enough to maybe deter people from doing
Mickey,
things.
Would any of your dogs deter anybody from anything?
No.
My sign
not
says,
even a little bit.
I mean, knowing the history of Otto, they would probably try and take him with them when they leave.
Yeah, he would be the thing stolen.
Right, which he typically is anyway, as we know.
They take the dog, and then they take the sign.
They walk around with the sign.
Beware of dog.
Yeah, I'm a dog owner now. Sweet. Oh, it's French.
Yes.
Mickey, where do they say it?
No idea.
I know. You can just listen to the song. Yeah.
I thought she was singing it in French for a second. I was like, she fluent?
I took 5 years of French.
Do you remember any of it?
Not much. I haven't used it in 20 years. But
Mickey, challenge her with some French and see if she knows what she's doing.
No.
Do it.
What do you mean no?
What about Spanish? I took 5 years of Spanish, too.
Do you even know any French?
All those languages for no reason.
Wait, I'm leveling a challenge against Mickey here. Do you know any French?
I do.
Say some.
Mostly swears.
Oh, never mind. Don't do it.
That's like every kid knows swears in other language. That's like the most important part of those classes.
Well, duh.
Yeah. Do you remember any Spanish either?
I mean,
si.
If someone spoke to me in either of those languages, I could probably figure out what they were saying, but it would take a lot for me to recall how to answer them.
All right. Well, this story is coming to us from the New York Post. This was in Disneyland Paris.
I saw the video of this.
Okay, now, interestingly, Hello Nurse and I got engaged at Disney World in Florida. That was when that happened. Yeah, it was very romantic. It was in front of Cinderella's castle at night while the fireworks were going off because I know what I'm doing. But anyway,
that was bragging camp.
Pretty great, actually. A little tough these days, you know, because of my shoulder. I can't do much strenuous activities, but
you get a badge for that one?
Yeah, big time. Big time. Best proposal ever. Anyway, a guy at Disneyland Paris took his girlfriend up on stage in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle and got down on one knee to do a proposal. A lot of people do this now. See, I pioneered the idea.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's calling
you were the first one ever.
It is what it is. I'm a trendsetter, you know. Right in the middle of it, an employee in Mickey Mouse ears sprinted on stage, ran between them, snagged the ring out of the guy's hand, and told them to get down.
Oh, my. Wait.
What's get down in French?
I have no idea.
Get down.
Get down. Get down.
No, no, no.
If they told me that, if they ruined my engagement like that and they said get down, I'd start dancing. I'm getting down.
No, no, no. Time to get down.
Apparently, their friend posted a video of it on Reddit, claims the guy asked permission first. He asked a different employee if it was okay. She said go for it. Near the end of the video, you could see him point at someone off camera and say, she said it was okay. But of course, he said that in English. They don't speak English. So the guy's just like, oh, they, at that point, he pulls out a glove and he just starts slapping him with it.
He's trying to do a duel.
Every French person starts everything they say with, oh.
Yes, they have to. Yeah. Haven't you ever seen any movies?
We actually edit that out every time Mickey talks during the podcast.
What if, though? What if this was like a Lost in Translation kind of moment? Like, what if this was supposed to be like some grand, like this guy's going to interrupt your proposal. And like, you've got to like give chase to him now. You know?
To
make it like romantic. Like, you know, you're a knight in shining armor off to defeat the enemy and win your princess's heart and all that. Maybe that's what this was.
No,
I don't think
I would have spin kicked that employee right in the face as soon as he came within 5 feet of me.
You could watch the video over at afreakaccent.com.
Oh, it's up there?
It's very disappointing. Because, not disappointing as in, like, it all happens.
It lives up
but
to
I mean, it's disappointing because you could see the guy just, his heart drop.
Aw.
Because he's on one knee.
Yeah.
And the guy just runs between him, takes it, and he just is like, oh.
Fast hands, though.
Oh, yeah, he was on it.
Yeah.
You would think the city of love, isn't that what Paris is? Wouldn't you think they'd be like, obviously, this is a proposal. Let's let it go regardless.
Violent gangs rove the street of Paris these days, just stabbing people. I mean, it is no longer the city of love, if indeed it ever was.
Oh.
It's a horrible, horrible place. Don't go to France.
Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done.
I gotta run.
I work at Burger King making flamethrower whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that?
Yeah, to at least let it go to that point. Burger King, Austria.
Austria has a Burger King.
Of course they do.
Mickey, why wouldn't they? What's wrong with Austria?
I don't know.
The hatred.
Well, I mean, you know, Hitler was from Austria. Hitler invaded France. Mickey's French. I mean, I get it. There's a long-standing, deep-rooted problem.
He went
there.
Way down the rabbit hole on that one.
I did.
Mickey hates two things. People are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Austrians.
So anyway, Burger King Österreich debuted a brand
new... God bless you.
Wow!
That's how you say Austria in German.
Oh.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite German words, actually. It's a lot of fun to say. Anyhow, they unveiled a brand new Pride Whopper in honor of Pride Month. Just like a normal Whopper, except it comes with two equal buns.
What?
This is
I don't want
like
more
the
bread.
Same tops or two bottoms. I know.
Yep.
I know.
And that was their plan all along.
I know. This was crass.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe this made it through so many windows of people and got through so many checks and balances.
It seems like we have this conversation every week on the show, too. There was the Walmart Juneteenth ice cream and now this. Like, who is approving these sweeping promotions with nobody raising a hand in any of these meetings and saying, dumb?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and on top of it, even if it didn't have that obvious joke in it, I mean, the problem is you're making money off of something that's supposed to be, like, for somebody's, like, rights and the way they are.
Their identity and all that. I don't know if you noticed, though, every company is doing something Pride-related.
I think it's terrible.
Yeah, like, they're all cashing in on, Mary and I went, Hello Nurse, when we went to the outlets in the Poconos over the weekend. Every single one you walked into, they had Pride branded stuff. Mm-hmm. Shoes, shirts, purses, this, that, and the third. Like, all this stuff. It's like, that seems kind of cheap. You know what I mean? I mean, I get it. Like, if you're all about, like, you know, having pride and everything, mm-hmm. like, I guess it makes sense to have, you know, shoes that, you know,
identify
embody that or whatever. But it does seem cheap that, like, all these companies are, like, trying to make money off of that.
Especially when they go to their Facebook profiles and that's all they do is they change it to the rainbow. And then they're like, yeah, Pride Month. And it's like, you're just trying to make sales.
Right.
That's all you're doing.
Well, it's the same thing as when they all put the Ukraine flag behind their logo.
Yeah.
It's the same sort of thing. Aren't we good? Buy our stuff, please.
Mm-hmm.
We support thing. Support us by purchasing, stupid consumerist Americans.
That's us.
I say that, and then this is Austria. This isn't even America that they're doing this in. This is Burger King.
Are they doing it in America?
No. No, this is just Austria.
I wonder. So the only difference was the buns?
Yeah.
Everything else is the same?
They want you to ask if you're a top or bottom. It's all part of the plan.
You know, I got in trouble over the weekend
Uh-oh.
For singing this at a karaoke 5 times in a row. It was too many logins attempts. Oh, yes!
Yes! I tried so hard to hold it in.
Oh, all day holding on to that joke.
Top Gun Maverick is currently the biggest movie ever. Like, it's making every single dollar that people can spare in the extremely inflated and broken economy.
I guess Tom Cruise isn't canceled anymore, huh?
Man's a draw. He makes money in every movie that he's in, pretty much. But it could be pulled from theaters over a copyright claim. Mm. Probably not, but that's something someone's trying to do. Now, the original story was based on a 1983 magazine story called Top Guns, which was written by a guy named Eyud Yone. I'm sure I pronounced that incorrectly. It's just my way of things. But his heirs are taking advantage of a provision in copyright law that allows authors to reclaim the rights of their works after 35 years. They allege that Paramount did not renew the rights to the original article before making the sequel.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Cases like this might become more common, according to the Hollywood Reporter, as studios continue to revive older franchises. One of the lawyers representing the Yone family also represented the writers of the original Predator movie, who sued 20th Century to regain the rights to their screenplay.
There was a screenplay about Predator? Like, that just seems like something that was just written in the basement.
There's no way that movie had a script. They just put Arnold in the jungle and he's just like, shooting guns around. Yeah. Like, that's the whole plot, really.
Yeah, they threw some aliens in there, him going, oh my god!
Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper!
Does he say that in that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that movie just makes me think of boogers.
This game's going to be great. This game's going to be
fantastic.
You
know the movie about the jungle and, like boogers?
Big boogers?
Yeah.
Just make me think of boogers.
And the hairy...
Can I ask why?
Because the alien... Don't they have the long
tendrils?
Yeah. Things by their chin? Well, and they look like boogers. They look like big, long boogers. And they have...
Or am I mean, thinking of a different...
She's not wrong.
No, they have, like, fangs. They don't have thing like tendrils hanging off of their nose, though, that they look like boogers.
Don't they look like wet snot?
Are you thinking of the Kraken?
Yeah, I think...
Wait a minute.
She's like describing Mind Flayers and or Davy Jones from the second Pirates of the Caribbean movie, but not the Predator.
I thought you meant Davy Jones from the Monkees.
Oh, my God. This game is going to be so much fun.
I think I just got an ulcer.
Like, why is everything just all mushed together in my brain?
Mickey, what does a brain tumor feel like? Because I feel like I have one right now.
Why would I know the answer to that?
I don't know.
It's
you're
not
smart.
A tumor.
And back to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean,
What were we talking about to begin with?
Top Gun. Somebody's trying to do a copyright thing.
I can't. It's stupid. But I could see it working.
Did you see they have a Winnie the Pooh murder movie?
Oh my gosh.
Now?
I am so excited.
Winnie the Pooh is now in the public domain. So somebody made a slasher movie with Winnie the Pooh in it.
Yeah. I'm kind of interested.
It's coming out in October or something.
Awesome.
Him and Piglet go on a spree and kill people. It looks terrifying, but I cannot wait.
It also looks like garbage. Like, it's going to be the worst B-movie of
all
time. Don't
care. That's fine.
Yeah.
This is going to be like Abraham Lincoln versus vampires or whatever that movie was.
God,
that was terrible.
That was... was that trash.
But it was so worth seeing so I could just see it.
Remember when he got hit with the horse in the stampede?
Yes.
Yep.
And then just kept on going? Because that's normal.
So good.
You ever been hit by a horse? Doesn't hurt at all, apparently.
I didn't think about it.
Just completely doesn't hurt at all. It's like taking a wiffle ball to the stomach. Just nothing. Anyway. Watch out, Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
Dot your I's and cross your T's, Tom Cruise. They coming. Anyway, up next, what are young people sick of old people complaining about? We'll find out.
Finally.
On a freak accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
I am.
Oh, yes, I am.
Just a grumpy old man. That's what I am. I really don't care who knows it. That's what I am. I really don't care.
Mm. All right. Okay. This is a segment long brewing here on the show, at least for the last two or three episodes, I think. Having read these, because I know the recurring question was, who qualifies as young and who qualifies as old per this article?
I have a feeling we're
per all
the
of
person.
Us.
Yeah, which is from Dig. But that was the thing. So, like, are we young still, according to this, or are we the olds in this? Having read a couple of these, I think this is mostly talking about boomers being the old people and probably millennials being the younger crowd.
Because we've
sort of been, millennials have been kind of the target of boomer rage and angst over the years.
Yeah, we have.
You know, because things are different for our generation, very different. But the boomers don't like that. They don't like us. But here's a lot of the
questions. They don't like change.
Yeah. Here's a lot of the things, according to, again, a survey, excuse me, in Dig that was done to determine what exactly young people, which I would then assume we qualify as per this.
Nice.
What are we tired of hearing? And I guess people younger than us, too, obviously. What are we tired of hearing those boomers complain about all the time? The old people. Okay. So it's eight items on this list. Number eight is, come home, we want to spend time with you.
That's horrible if you hate that.
Yeah, why would... I don't hate that.
Oh, yeah, screw you, Mom.
Oh, God, yeah.
I know.
My family loves me. How dare they?
That
seems stupid to be mad about.
Yeah, that seems like a little kid.
Although, Mickey, when your mom says, I want to spend time with you, you need to come visit Albuquerque or whatever, how does that make you feel? See? So,
all right.
Not completely untrue.
So Mickey's young on this one and we're old. Got it.
Number seven.
No, we love our family. She doesn't.
Number seven is, why aren't you married yet?
Oh, I do hate that.
Yeah.
Do people really still say that?
They say it to me in Proofreader.
I bet you hear it all the time.
Wow.
And it's like, we will.
Dude, does it even matter?
Well, that's
like,
what I was
going to
say.
Cares?
We own a house together.
Yeah.
Let it go.
You've been together, what, for like probably close to 10 years now?
Seven.
Yeah.
Or eight.
Yeah. We're rounding up here. I mean, that's really like
20, basically. Rounding up.
Oh, no. But oh, no. You don't have that piece of paper that like codifies it. Like, who cares?
Apparently they do.
Well, yeah, but how often have you and Murd heard that a lot, too?
No.
No? You probably
different
just,
families.
Well, yeah, and you probably...
put our foot down.
Hang out with better people, too. People who wouldn't necessarily give you grief about that. Why aren't you married yet?
Yeah.
That would annoy you, though, if they were asking that all the time.
Absolutely it would.
Well, yeah, somebody at work today, Shannon, she goes to me and she says... why don't you guys just elope? I go, yeah, and then break my mom's heart completely.
Right.
We're going to get married, but we're going to make sure none of you are invited.
Let me ask you this. How do you...
Although my aunt did that and didn't tell the family for years, she got eloped in Vegas. They had two weddings.
Oh. Ooh. Some people do that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what do you refer to murderer as?
My other half.
Your other half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what do you refer to proofreader as like...
Fiance.
Fiance? It's still fiance?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because I've known people who...
Ball
like,
and chain.
I mean, like, I've known people over the years who weren't married who still referred to their other half as my husband or my wife, even though they weren't married, because it is what it is. I mean, for all intents and purposes,
yeah. People that talk to me or talk to him, I'm... his wife, and he's my husband as far as most people are concerned, and I don't correct them. I'm like, whatever you want to call them, label them, that's fine.
Because, yeah, again, you basically are, just because, like, it's never been codified in law, like, big freaking deal.
Technically, if Pennsylvania was still following Commonwealth, we would be.
Common law, you mean?
Or common law, yeah.
I guess I was going to say, Pennsylvania is a commonwealth.
Yes, yeah, I know.
It's in the name.
My confusion. I knew where I was going with that.
Right.
When we get married, all I know is every time I see her, I'm going to go full Borat and just go, my wife. Every single time.
I feel like, by the way, I feel like you should take her last name so that way you could be Lazy Reader.
She could be Proofy.
Proofy, yeah, okay. Number six, kids are too sensitive nowadays.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, I was going to say they are.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
So here's my problem with this.
You're being way too sensitive already. I can tell.
Jesus. Shut up. No, what I hate about that is these are the same people that told you, you know what you do when you're sad? You swallow it down and you make sure it's deep down inside you. That's where mental illness comes from.
Yeah.
Sorry that we're actually expressing and going to get help. When you go to see a therapist, a lot of boomers will say, oh, you're too sensitive. It's... that I don't believe in. I believe we're showing it more, but that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I feel like there's a middle ground on it. Like, I do think that in some instances in modern times, there is way too much emphasis placed on how you feel versus, like, what is, like, emphatically true. But at the same time, it's not, to Lazy E's point, it's not a good thing to bottle up your emotions, which is what people... That is what they preached for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't talk about it. You don't deal with it. That's weak. You're not supposed to feel anything. Be a man. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps. All that sort of
stuff.
I
remember my grandfather saying at it was his wife, my grandma's funeral, and said, you got to be tough for other people. Don't cry. You got to be tough for other
don't
people.
Feel a real emotion. That's not healthy.
No,
either.
And no. I think where part of it is because we still live in a society. So part of it is if you take it to the super extreme where you are too sensitive in that, not it's there's a fine line, I think, because when you're looking at it from that perspective, that's not no, of course, don't bottle it up. Express your, you know, have your feelings, go through that. But also, it's not only about us as individuals. We still live within this common society, whereas it's not just me and how I feel. I have to also have empathy for the other person, or I should in some way. So sometimes you are being a little too sensitive when you focus only on yourself in some respects. Like, you still need to think of other people. So does that make sense how I'm saying that?
You should quit being so selfish and think about me.
Well, that, but...
Yes, he got it.
Okay.
No, it does make sense.
Cheated.
It does make sense, but I think you're asking way too much of people. I mean, to think about like the collective, you know, rather than like just what benefits you at any given time. I mean, that's too much to ask.
I definitely don't think there's a thin line there. There's a big gap. You're either super sensitive or not sensitive.
At all.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You're a factory of sadness.
I mean, that's a lot of ground to cover
between
those 2 points. What was that? Oh, number 5. Kids need to start saving if they ever want to buy a house. It's like, Gramps, you bought a house for the price of a VCR. Like, what do you think I'm supposed to do exactly?
But they're right about saving money. I wish I would have.
Yeah, you have to save money. I mean, people would argue there are extraneous economic factors prohibiting saving a lot these days. Yeah. You know, everything is freaking expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of issues. I mean, you know, the student loans, whether or not you think they need to be forgiven or not, it is a problem because college is grotesquely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not everybody wants to go to trade school, you know, so it is what it is. But, you know, there's a lot going on in the world nowadays that weren't going on back then when you could buy a 2-bedroom house for $25,000. And it was a nice house.
Sure.
Whereas, like, now, you know, you got to go above $200,000 to get anything, like, that's half decent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, a lot's different. It's very, 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 very different. And I don't think just saving isn't really going to do you much good when you need, like, $20,000 just to cover your down payment and closing costs on, like, a $140,000 house.
Maybe just learn how to budget.
Yeah, not, you know, buy expensive
maybe not
cell
saving,
phones.
Right. Maybe just budget. Is more like, you know, right?
The right term.
Yeah.
Number 4, kids don't know how to fix nothing.
They're not wrong.
Yeah, there definitely is, a workmanship gap in the generations. But
I can tell you there is.
Yeah.
And it's me. I don't know how to fix crap. I wish when my dad was still alive, I asked him how to fix a car or whatever, because he was good with all of that. So my dad would have been in the boomer age, and he knew how to build stuff, fix stuff, plant a garden, and do all this sort of stuff. Me, I have phone numbers.
Right.
That's my toolbox.
So your dad would survive the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And you would have to like latch on to his
There's always people like that, like, you know. Yeah
I'm a latcher.
Befriend your local doomsday prepper. That's good advice.
Yeah.
kids just want to drink and go to parties. Number 3.
Was me.
Yeah.
Except I didn't like going to parties. I like the drinking part.
I feel like a lot less people want to do that now.
I feel like boomers did that more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you notice, like, even clubs anymore are all closing down.
Yeah.
And more so just sit down, eat places where people drink now.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, they're wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
kids don't play outside anymore.
Mm, not wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's too bad, because I remember playing outside when I was a kid, and it was fun.
Yeah.
Like, you made stuff up. You lived in your own little world. Maybe that was just me, but...
I mean, it was helpful for me where I grew up, though. I grew up in an area where it was heavily wooded, so there were a lot of paths in the woods, and like I spent large portions of my childhood trying to like map out and figure out where all those places went, because it was a huge sprawling area. I mean, if you live in the middle of a like a big suburb or something though, and there's nowhere to go, I mean, I don't know.
I think I invented reality TV and didn't tell anybody, because when I was a kid, I'm just gonna explain, when I was a kid I used to pretend there was a camera following me around. And I would, like, cook, and I would be like, all right, let's go outside and get the peas from the garden. And I would, like, pretend I was doing it. And then I'd be like, so I have to come in and do that. I would do, like, a cooking show. And then I would be like, now let's go wash what?
You didn't have many friends, did you?
No.
Yeah.
Still don't.
This is why she keeps fighting to add a video component to this podcast. Yeah. So rather, because she wants to have her dreams come true.
I really think, because I used to pretend I was talking to a camera, and it would, like, follow me around. I'd be like, come on with me. And it was like just this invisible camera person in my mind that would follow me around the house.
Just picturing your parents on the stairwell just going, what do we do with her? We need to get help.
Number one, don't believe everything you see on the internet.
Well,
I mean, yeah. The irony, though, is how many boomers give that advice and then they see something in a meme on Facebook with a minion in it. Yeah. And they're like, I never knew that. I believe it 100%. No sources necessary.
Or they
of course
the
there's
pop
a minion
up.
In it. Yeah, yeah
the they get the pop-up of the $500 Walmart gift card. And they're, ooh, I should click on that.
Yeah.
Boomers are the ones that always copy and paste. Facebook said that they're going to take down your profile unless I post this on my thing.
Yeah.
I have never seen a millennial do that.
I got a text message saying we've frozen your social security account. Just give us all of your personal information and we'll unlock it for you. Well, this is important. I can't lose my soch. I'm going to be retired in a couple years.
A prince from Nigeria emailed me. Right. He has all this money and he's going to give it to me.
Yeah. Yeah, these people fall for these scams all the time, and yet they have the audacity to say, you can't believe everything you hear on the internet.
Yeah.
QAnon. It was mostly boomers that fell for that crap.
Yeah.
How many boomers believe in flat earth? What is the demographics on
I
that?
I wish I knew.
Murderer probably knows. Tell him to do his homework and get back to us. I'm dying to know. But let us know if there's anything boomers say to you that aggravates you, too. Freaks@freakaccident.com. Up next, what in the world is Kara talking about?
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
Oh, my God. This is the perfect music for it, too.
Hmm.
Now, I'm hesitant to ask this. Kara, would you like to explain the rules of this game?
Sure.
Don't.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. The rules of the game go like this. I'm going to explain a show or a movie, and you have to guess what it is from my explanation.
That was remarkably straightforward.
I know. I didn't think it was going to go that way.
I really wasn't expecting that at all.
We talked about it a couple times already, and I think it, like, sunk into my mind.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I was expecting that to be unnecessarily verbose and overcomplicated, but okay.
No.
All right. So how are we going to buzz in with our names?
You said that word, verbose.
No, verbose. You think
verbose.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said verbose, and I was like, is there just a bose?
Do you want to be a part of this game show with me?
So we're going to buzz in with our names. Is that how this is going to work? When we know what she's talking about?
If I know what my name is, sure.
Yeah, I know. Just say Buzz.
No.
All right, don't. Are you ready?
My name isn't Buzz. It's Crisco.
Yeah. Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
Did you know that girlfriend was actually a boy in a wig? Because
yeah, we're
director,
already spiraling. We're
all right, are you ready? The first one is a show.
Okay.
And it's about a girl who talks like... Wait, how to... She talks... Hang on.
This is better than I thought. Yeah.
She talks like this. Wait. She goes, oh.
Lazy me.
Go ahead.
I love Lucy.
No.
Oh, if that was that right, was I would have left.
It's a girl... with an accent that talks like, and she travels around, but she doesn't have any money. And when she talks, she says, oh, I want to get that for me. And she wears sunglasses.
I don't remember. What was the Paris Hilton show?
Nope, that's not it.
Okay.
I'm doing a great impression. You're so poor. Or something like that. That's not the accent. You're so poor.
I'm doing it great. No, that's not the accent.
I mean, again, the point of the game is to win. I'm not sure any of us can.
No,
that's the issue here.
I think that was an excellent
Should we just
What else
tell
goes him? On in this show?
I can't even.
She ends up going to jail at the end.
Spoilers.
And it's based on a true story.
Oh, the thing that just came out on Netflix.
You're so poor.
Know what the name.
Poor.
Thanks.
It's the girl from Ozark, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I know what you're talking about, and I don't know what the name of the show is.
Well, great. So we got Kara, who can't explain anything, and Nikki, who doesn't know anything. It's the perfect duo.
Why don't you just tell us what that one is?
Inventing Anna.
There it is.
I wouldn't have even known that, but man, that wasn't... I'm thinking like Carmen Sandiego.
It was good. It was a good show.
It was.
Okay.
Despite my,
I'll give it.
Explanation. All right, the second one. Also, actually, they're all shows, guys. I didn't do any movies.
Okay.
All
right.
So the next one is also a show. And this one is about a family who, the mom is such a helicopter mom. And
Lazy E.
Go ahead.
The Goldbergs.
Yeah.
Boom. Oh,
that was really good. All right. The next one.
How else would you explain that?
80s. I would have gotten to the 80s a little bit, maybe. Right. And also about how Barry runs with his arms back like Sonic the Hedgehog. That's what I had locked and loaded for that show. All right, next one. It's a lot of irritating people together.
It's the show.
Freak accident.
Both of us.
And they always are like, "You're disrespecting me, and I love you, but you're so disrespectful."
Any of the women housewives things?
Close.
I have no idea.
And it's a reality show. Did I say that already?
No.
And it's reality. But, well, reality. And what else? They get married at the end. Or they get engaged at least.
Oh, Crisco, The Bachelorette?
Yeah.
Ah! Oh! You did it.
I did do it.
All right, guys. Two more left.
Oh, my God. My head actually hurts. Like, I've got a headache.
This next one you're going to get.
I need a Tylenol. Right.
Oh, wait. Should I give you the easy clue? No, I'll give you the hard clues first.
Yeah.
The next one is...
Always do the hard clues first.
Okay. The next one is a million years old of a show. TV. Every single person has been on it for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a million years old, but they've been on it for 100 years. It's about
SNL?
No, but that's
a
good one.
I was actually going to say Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
It's not funny.
Saturday Night Live.
Still the guess of the day.
It is the one guy that's on it talks sort of like this. And he hasn't been on it for a little bit, but now he's going to be back on it. The next clue goes like this. Dang, dang.
Wait, Crisco. Is it Law and Order?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to guess that before you said your name.
Because it goes, dang.
That's what got it for me. Do you know what guy I'm talking about?
No,
that
I don't watch a show.
That old guy with the big eyebrows? It's the Groucho Marx eyes.
She's wagging her eyebrows at me.
You know that guy. And he was also on the show on Netflix with
Frankie and Grace, or Grace
and
Frankie.
Yeah,
I like him. I don't know what his name is.
I like him too, but he talks
surprisingly
sort of,
Mickey's
he talks
good
like at that, sort of. He talks like this. I don't know what his name is either, but he wasn't on, but he's going to be back for this season.
Crisco in the lead with two.
All right, last
Lazy
one.
Lazy E with one.
Mickey with one too, right? Didn't you get
no.
one?
No,
you
didn't she
get
didn't
one?
Know the no. name.
All right.
I knew what she was talking about.
Mickey's
but I didn't
here
know the
for the game.
Yeah.
All right, this is the last one.
Oh, boy.
Girl drinks wine, and the kid is nuts, like a doll, like a crazy Chucky doll, but you don't know it till the end, and the cops come, and you think it's not real, but it might be real, but it might not be real, and then it is sometimes funny a little bit, because like there's a ventriloquist dummy in it.
This is a TV show?
This was a show.
Goosebumps?
There's a blonde lady in it.
I was going to say Goosebumps. Yeah, no, jeez. All right.
There's a blonde lady in it. She drinks an entire glass of wine that's filled to the very brim like this. And the one looks out at her neighbor's house a lot. And then the kid is bonkers and sells cookies to her, and she buys all the cookies. And there's a guy that works in the mailbox.
Oh, this is the newer show, again, that I don't know the name of, but I did watch it.
Black Mirror?
No.
No.
No, I can't watch that show. I watched
too
one.
Too scurry.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's too confusing.
The girl, it's a parody. The girl in
it
the
is a parody.
Window in the the girl in the window, the woman in the window with the...
Across the house from the girl in the window or something like that. I don't even know what it's called. It's called the girl in the window across the street from the house of the girl with the...
Mickey gets a point for that because she kind of got park. It right.
It has... what's her face in it?
The blonde chick.
The one with the face.
Dax Shepard's wife, who looks like Reese Witherspoon but isn't her.
She doesn't look like Reese.
Kirsten Bitt.
Bell.
Kristen Bell.
Yeah. I almost said Dunst and Best. and the winner is nobody.
No, Crisco won.
Well, yeah, but you all just sit through it.
You're,
so
bad
nobody...
you're bad explaining this and
I
Matt's
feel
winning.
So guilty for winning. I've never felt more guilt over winning anything in my life.
I know.
That's enjoy bad. It.
Was it as you expected, or should I make it worse?
No,
next
it's
time?
Exactly what I expected, and it was delightful. But I can't. I have an
aneurysm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm bleeding behind my eyes. It's Lazy E. Tell the thing, please.
Should I explain it like Karen?
No, God no. We'll be here forever.
All right. Go to afreakaccent.com. That's where everything is, really. I mean, you could find our podcast section, which has every show we ever did, on there. Boom, you're set up. You can go to the Connect tab. It has all our social media on there, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, all that fun stuff over the Connect tab at afreakaccent.com. And then also hit the shop section. We got a new T-shirt. Well, not a new one.
Well, it'll be,
it's
yours
new
will be
to
new.
You.
Yeah.
It's new to you. Yeah. And if you're new to the show, it's new. 1995, is it?
Sure.
All
right.
1999.
1999. It's... All right. So you get the T-shirt. Boom. You're set for summer. Or if you want something free, we have stickers. You just give us your physical mailing address. We'll give them to you. No money. No money needed.
I thought you were like, we'll give them to you. No. Just kidding.
No. Fool you.
I mean, Crisco is mailing them. It does take like a year.
You could also email us freaks@afreakaccent.com about anything you want. And if you really, really like us, or if you just want to support us and you hate us, that's fine. Just go to one of those podcast sections. Go to any of the places that you get a podcast. You leave a review, you rate us, and you subscribe. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And share us with friends.
Right. And when you do all of those things, you'll be ready for the next episode when it comes, where we will be doing that 20 rock music Guinness World Record thing. And also, employees share tips for everyone else about the places they work. So that's like insider secrets they're sharing?
Yeah.
All right. That could get cool.
Could go to jail for it.
Maybe we'll share some of our own secrets.
Ooh.
Tell us what was really going on at that bowling alley all those years.
Yeah. Ooh. Did you really take a shower today?
The answer is no.
No, he was just splashing around in the puddles outside. So come back next week for that. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you soon for a freak accident. I am Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Mickey, your toe!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.